This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Like most kids, Lauren Adelson's young son's favorite part of school is recess, spent on the school's playground. But at more than 20 years old, the playground at Stuart W. Baker Elementary School is well past its prime. Adelson and the rest of the school's parent teacher council are hoping an upcoming fundraiser entitled Pasta for Playground will help get them closer to their dream of a new, safe, and accessible playground.
Ever since I joined parent council, the playground has been identified as our fundraising initiative. Basically, the playground that is there right now is quite old, and it's been identified as a structure that will need to be replaced in the next maybe 1 or 2 years. So once it no longer passes inspection, it will be taken down, and it is the responsibility of parent council to raise the money to replace the play structures. Unfortunately, the Ministry of Education does not provide the school board with budget or funds for outdoor play equipment. So that's why this has been identified as our fundraising priority by the parent council. The parent council is obviously all volunteers. So we've just been plugging away at it. And this year we decided to try to host a larger event and include the broader community, not just the school, but include the broader community to try to raise awareness, because soon this playground will be taken down. And at the moment, we don't have the funds to purchase a new one.
Adelson has been part of the parent council at Stuart W. Baker for 3 years, but this is her first term as chair. So far, the parent councils of both Stuart W. Baker and J. Douglas Hodgson Elementary, who will share the new play structures, have raised about $30,000 toward their goal. But at an estimated total cost of between $200,000 and $300,000, they need community support to help get them there. Ontario's Ministry of Education requires parent councils fundraise for play structures, both their removal and the construction of new ones. It's a daunting task, but Adelson knows how important a safe, accessible outdoor playground is to busy young bodies at the school. The Pasta for Playground event is the first community event the council has hosted.
We've had a bunch of smaller fundraisers. We've sold poinsettias, we've sold soup, we've sold cleaning products and kids' backpack labels and all sorts of things like that. But as you can imagine, those have much smaller returns, right? And the fundraising goal overall is $300,000. A lot of poinsettias to sell to raise that kind of money. The project has been divided into three parts. The first part of the project focuses on the primary play structure, which is geared towards kids in grade 1 to 8. It's the largest portion of the playground. And that section is estimated to cost $200,000. And then once that section is done, they have plans to replace the kindergarten play structure, like a climbing structure. And then the last part of the project is a soccer field. And during school hours, obviously, this equipment is dedicated just for the kids at Stuart Baker and at JDH. The two schools share the play area. But when school is closed, it's open to everyone in the community. In the summer, anyone can use that play equipment. We're hoping to purchase play equipment that is accessible to kids of varying mental and physical abilities to make it more accessible to everyone in the community. Again, this playground equipment's pretty old, so it's not necessarily appropriate for all kids. That's the main focus, to just get some equipment in there that's safe and accessible to everyone in the community.
Adelson says the council has explored various grants that could assist their play structure initiative, but has been told they're not at the right stage yet to receive any extra assistance. They need to be further ahead in terms of planning and dollars raised before they can be eligible for grants for the project.
Grants often require a very specific timeline, official quotes, a real solid plan. And unfortunately, we just don't have enough funds to commit to a proper timeline. We just don't know how long it's going to take us to raise this amount of money. So it's hard for us to communicate, yes, by the spring, we'll have everything done.
The Pasta for Playground event will bring the entire community together. And Adelson is thrilled to see the generosity and collaboration of people eager to make the dream of a new playground a reality.
We wanted people at the school to bring out their grandparents, bring their neighbors, bring all of their friends. We're having a pasta dinner. It's going to be hosted at the high school in the cafeteria, which is a nice big auditorium space. And the hospitality class at the high school is actually preparing all of the food, which is a great learning opportunity for the kids involved in that program. Showing the teachers, obviously showing them how to prepare a catering event for a large group of people. And we've really tried to pull in all aspects of the community. We have grocery stores donating food. We have local businesses donating auction prizes. We're going to be holding an auction. We're going to be having games. We have live musicians coming in to perform. We're really hoping to make it a night to remember. And hopefully it'll be something that we can host every year until we reach our fundraising goal. It's on February 26th. It's a Thursday. And we're having two seatings. You can either purchase tickets for a 4:30 arrival or a 6 o'clock arrival. This is really the first time we have put our message out into the broader community. So this is us really trying to get the word out that this is an initiative for the Parent Council and a project that's going on for the schools. I do feel like people are rallying behind us. I think that we live in a really tight-knit, supportive community. And the more we get the word out, the more support we'll feel.
Adelson and the other parents on council understand the project is one that's going to take some time and perhaps some miracles to get to their fundraising target. But she knows the importance of the end goal, a new, safe, accessible playground that will serve both her kids and hundreds of others for many years to come.
I have two kids. Henry is 7. He's in grade 1. And Cooper is 5. He's in senior kindergarten. And recess is their most favorite subject of the day. And playing on that playground equipment is a highlight. It's, you know, they get in the car, I say, how was your day? And all I hear about is what they were doing playing outside, which I'm sure my kids are not the only ones that are like that. And to imagine them playing in the playground and not having that, it's sad. So I hope for all the kids in the community and for my own kids that they will continue to have play structures. It's a great form of physical activity for the kids. They're there every day. Like, nothing's going to get more use than the playground equipment at a school.
Pasta for Playground takes place Thursday, February 26th, with two dinner seatings. To purchase tickets or to make a donation to the cause, visit HalliburtonSchoolStore.com.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on CanoeFM.com and FrequencyNews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.